Namaste, yogis. Welcome to this solar plexus chakra meditation, helping you maybe connect to your solar plexus chakra. We've been moving up from the base chakra. We've gone through the sacral chakra. Now we're in the solar plexus chakra. The element associated with this is fire. So think of your digestive fire, the fire in your belly. You may have heard those terms. He's got a lot of fire in him. And this is that space right above the navel, where you not only physically digest things, but you also digest information. So we know, according to research, that our brain actually has two of them, one in your belly, one in your head, and that those two brains kind of work together. So this is kind of your seat of your personal power, your will, your sense of going out into the world and making things happen. So this is your go. At least I used to call it my go. I don't know if it is my ghost still anymore. Anyway, this meditation will help you kind of connect to that and bring more balance to the solar plexus chakra. Sometimes you can have too much fire and you feel overheated and overly aggressive. Sometimes you'll have too little and you feel weak, like you can't actually voice your personal power and you have no personal power. So both of those are imbalances one way or the other. So we're going to try to bring back to center here. So find yourself in a comfortable seat, whatever that may be for you. Roll your shoulders down your back, lengthen up through your spine, engage your core just a little bit to give you that lift. Palms up or down onto your knees or in your lap. And whenever you're ready, close your eyes. Take a few moments here to connect with your breath. Sensing how your breath is right now. Is it fast or slow? Is it deep or shallow? Always starting our meditation with connecting to that breath. Becoming aware of it. And then taking these next few breaths to scan down from the crown of your head down to your feet. Just checking in with your body, sensing how you're doing today physically. And maybe noticing or noting some spaces that need more love and care and breath. Becoming aware of those spaces so that you can respond to them with breath and with thought and with care throughout the rest of the day. And then taking a moment to check in with your emotional outlook for the day. How are you feeling in this moment? No judgment, no criticism, just where are you at, both physically and emotionally? Becoming aware of your present moment self. And then bringing your awareness back to the breath. Gently bring your awareness to that space right above your navel. Think of it as a three-dimensional space, your core. Maybe taking your hand to your belly, breathing into that space, giving it more room. We often hold a lot of tension in our core. We kind of grip it and pull it and tighten it and hold it in. A good core is one that is soft and supple, as well as strong. So a deep strength, those deep core muscles. Sometimes if you were having troubles with your digestion, this chakra may be blocked or struggling. Send some breath and some caring and some love to this space for all that your digestion and digestive system does for you. Helping you digest the world outside into things you can use, either physically or emotionally or mentally. And now just imagine this little yellow flame in the center of your solar plexus chakra. See what your flame looks like. Is it a really tiny little flame? Does it look more like a roaring inferno? Does it look steady or like it's wavering in the breeze? Note where your flame is at right now, and this is where your solar plexus chakra is functioning at the moment. Now, focusing on that flame, I want you to very gently bring the flame a little higher. No matter where you started at, make that flame a little bit stronger. Maybe stronger than that, and feel that heat kind of rising off of it. See how the flame gets a little wild the bigger it gets. It's almost as if it's a little frightening. The flame is overwhelming, it's too strong. And then allowing that flame to die down and down and down. And notice that tiny little flicker where you can barely see there's a flame at all on the candle. Barely the tiniest of flame. Notice that when the wind blows or flickers, it almost gets completely blown out. You almost feel like you have to protect it and hover over it and give it a glass jar or some sort of walls to keep it from blowing out. You feel like you need to nourish that flame a little higher. Return the flame back to center. Now imagine this flame. Imagine your flame being right in the middle, steady, softly flickering, not overwhelming and wild, shifting one direction or another, not as if you feel like it might jump out and burn something. And not so small that you think any little puff of air is going to blow it out. Imagine that flame. Imagine the shape of the flame off a candle and the colors that go up through it. Blue, green, red, orange, yellow. Form that flame into a stable, balanced shape and a stable, balanced size. One that you don't feel is so big and overwhelming that you can't control it, or so small that it might just go out altogether. Now breathing into your belly, you're going to add some oxygen to that flame to keep it steady and strong. So if your flame feels like it's flickering and moving around a lot, add some breath into the belly, down into the belly space, expanding out. Give it steadiness, smoothness, consistency. Feel your flame stabilizing. At any point in your life, you can come back to this stable personal power, your personal power. It is already inside you. The flame is already lit. All you need to do is either feed it or maybe calm it down a little bit. With personal power comes responsibility for its effects. Being too weak a flame not only hurts you, but other people around you as well. And being too strong a flame hurts you and other people around you as well. So find that balance. Feel your breath smoothing out, keeping that flame in this perfect balance. Gently bring your hands to your heart. Peace and namaste. I hope your flame is strong and steady, that you feel that sense of inner will and personal power, that inner strength that each one of us has naturally, inherently. Remember to feed that flame. Don't starve it and don't overfeed it. Make sure that it stays in this balanced aspect so that you don't feel like you've gone too much or too little, that you feel a steady, strong strength for your life. Have a great week.